Now that we've successfully trained our model and Francesca has helped us identify the best run, we can use that information to test our model. I did also want to remind you that we do have a GitHub repository that not only has all of this code, but also additional instructions and links to documentation. So don't forget to check that out. It's linked on the screen and in the description down below. So let's head back into our machine learning workspace. I'm going to click over into notebooks again. And I noticed that Francesca added a few Python files here for me. It looks like there's a runforecast.py, a model, a metrics helper, and also a couple of forecasting helper and forecasting scripts inside of this forecast folder. That was forecast a lot in one sentence. Let's go ahead and reopen the notebook and see what else she might have done. Now, before I do anything, I'm going to go ahead and restart the kernel and run all of the cells. I'm doing this because if she did add some additional files over in Machine Learning Studio, the Jupyter Notebook might not pick them up unless I restart my kernel. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that now, and I'll run all of the cells. Well, it seems to be working. So first, she took a look at my remote run by getting the details. You'll notice that these are the same details that were output over in VS Code when we first ran it. She then split the remote run into a best run and a fitted model. Over here, it looks like she grabbed the engineered featured names. And then she put this featurization summary into a data frame so that we could take a look at it in a table form. I think what's next is to actually evaluate our model. Francesca let me know that inside of runforecast.py that she uploaded for us, there's this method called runRollingForecast. And it takes as parameters a test experiment, which we have yet to create, the compute target, which we've already created, we've been using, a train run, so we're going to use best run for this. This is what Francesca did in the last video for us. The test data set, max horizon, which we know is 14. Our target column name, which is count. Our time column name, which is date. And then the rest she said we don't have to worry about. So let's go ahead and call that. First, we need to actually import it. Next, we need to create our test experiment. We've done this before by creating our training experiment, so it shouldn't be too hard. And then just like before, we need to create a remote run, except this time we're going to call run rolling forecast. And then again, let's print out remote run so we can see what's going on. All right, we're ready to run this cell. Just like in VS Code, we can see the experiment. The run ID, the type is a little hard to read here. We can see that it's starting. We have a link to Azure Machine Learning Studio and a link to documentation. It looks exactly the same as it did over here in VS Code when we did the AutoML run. Okay, I think we're ready to run. Again, this can take anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour. So while you'll see it immediately, I'll see you in about an hour. And the run has been completed. Just like before, we have a run ID and we have a bunch of information and details that we can refer back to. In the next video, we'll look over the output that this run created and start to visualize the predictions.